Welcome to IELTS.net. Podcast Mastering IELTS Speaking: How to Describe a Positive Life Change for Band 8 Plus. The topic, Describe a Time When You Made a Positive Change in Your Life, is a popular one in IELTS speaking tests. It has appeared frequently in past exams and is likely to continue being a common theme in future tests. This topic allows examiners to assess your ability to reflect on personal experiences, articulate your thoughts clearly, and demonstrate your English language skills. Part 1, Introduction and Interview. In this section, the examiner may ask you some general questions about changes and improvements in your life. Here are some potential questions and sample answers. Question: Do you like changes in your life? Band 6-7. Yes, I do enjoy changes in my life. I think changes can be exciting and help me grow as a person. For example, I recently changed my daily routine to include morning exercise, which has made me feel more energetic. Band 8-9 answer. Absolutely, I'm quite fond of changes in my life. I find them to be catalysts for personal growth and opportunities for self-discovery. For instance, I recently made a significant change by relocating to a new city for work. This change has not only broadened my horizons professionally, but has also pushed me out of my comfort zone, allowing me to develop new skills and forge meaningful relationships. Part 2, Long-Term, Cue Card. Now, let's focus on the main topic. Here's a sample cue card you might encounter. Describe a time when you made a positive change in your life. You should say what the change was, when you made this change, why you decided to make this change, and explain how this change affected your life. Band 6-7 sample answer. The positive change I'd like to talk about is when I decided to learn a new language, specifically Spanish. I made this change about 2 years ago when I realized that knowing another language could be beneficial for my career and personal growth. I decided to make this change because I've always been interested in Latin American culture, and I thought learning Spanish would help me connect with more people and potentially open up new job opportunities. Additionally, I had heard that learning a new language can improve cognitive abilities, so that was another motivating factor. To start this change, I enrolled in a language course at a local institute and began using language learning apps on my phone. I also started watching Spanish TV shows and listening to Spanish podcasts to immerse myself in the language. This change has affected my life in several positive ways. Firstly, it has improved my memory and problem-solving skills. Secondly, I've made new friends in my language class and even had the chance to practice Spanish with native speakers. Lastly, it has given me more confidence in my ability to learn new things and take on challenges. Overall, learning Spanish has been a very rewarding experience that has enriched my life in many ways. Band 8-9 sample answer. The positive change I'd like to elucidate is my decision to adopt a minimalist lifestyle, which I embarked upon approximately 18 months ago. This paradigm shift was prompted by a growing sense of dissatisfaction with the consumerist culture that I found myself immersed in, coupled with a desire to lead a more intentional and meaningful life. The catalyst for this change was a serendipitous encounter with a documentary on minimalism, which resonated deeply with my nascent feelings of discontent. The film shed light on the myriad benefits of living with less, from reduced stress and increased financial freedom to a smaller environmental footprint. Intrigued by these prospects, I decided to take the plunge and overhaul my lifestyle. To implement this change, I methodically went through all my possessions, critically evaluating their utility and emotional value. I donated or sold items that no longer served a purpose or brought joy, keeping only those things that were essential or truly meaningful. Concurrently, I cultivated a mindset of intentional consumption, carefully considering each purchase and its long-term impact on my life. The effects of this change have been nothing short of transformative. Firstly, my living space has become more organized and serene, leading to enhanced productivity and creativity. Secondly, I've experienced a significant reduction in stress levels as I'm no longer burdened by the constant need to acquire and maintain superfluous possessions. Moreover, this lifestyle shift has afforded me greater financial flexibility, allowing me to allocate resources towards experiences and personal growth rather than material goods. Perhaps most importantly, embracing minimalism has engendered a profound shift in my values and priorities. I now find myself more attuned to experiences, relationships, and personal development rather than the fleeting satisfaction of material acquisition. This change has imbued my life with a sense of purpose and contentment that I had previously found elusive. In retrospect, adopting a minimalist lifestyle has been a pivotal turning point in my life journey, one that continues to yield dividends in terms of personal fulfillment and overall well-being. Follow-up questions. How easy was it for you to adapt to this change? Would you recommend this change to others? Why or why not? Band 6-7, sample answers. Adapting to this change wasn't always easy. At first, it was challenging to let go of things I had owned for a long time. However, as I saw the benefits of having less clutter and more space, it became easier. Yes, I would recommend this change to others. I think many people could benefit from simplifying their lives and focusing on what's truly important to them. It can lead to less stress and more happiness. Band 8-9, sample answers. The process of adapting to this change was both challenging and enlightening. Initially, I grappled with the ingrained habits of consumerism and the emotional attachments to certain possessions. However, as I progressively immersed myself in the minimalist philosophy, I found the transition became increasingly natural and liberating. It required a conscious rewiring of my thought processes and consumer behaviors, but the resulting sense of freedom and clarity made the effort entirely worthwhile. I would wholeheartedly recommend this change to others, albeit with the caveat that it's a deeply personal journey that may manifest differently for each individual. The benefits of minimalism, such as reduced mental clutter, increased financial freedom, and a more sustainable lifestyle, have the potential to positively impact various facets of one's life. However, I would emphasize that it's not about asceticism or deprivation, but rather about mindful living and intentional choices. It's a philosophy that, when tailored to one's personal circumstances and values, can lead to a more fulfilled and purposeful existence. Part 3, two-way discussion. In this section, the examiner will ask more abstract questions related to the topic of positive changes. Here are some potential questions and sample answers. Question: why do some people find it difficult to make positive changes in their lives? Band 6-7. Answer: I think some people find it hard to make positive changes because they're afraid of the unknown or they're too comfortable with their current situation. Change can be scary, and it often requires effort and dedication. Also, some people might lack confidence in their ability to successfully make a change. Band 8-9, answer. The reluctance to embrace positive changes can be attributed to a complex interplay of psychological and social factors. Firstly, there's the phenomenon of status quo bias, where individuals tend to prefer their current state, even if it's suboptimal, due to the perceived risks associated with change. This is often compounded by fear of the unknown and a lack of self-efficacy, the belief in one's ability to successfully execute the necessary actions to achieve desired outcomes. Moreover, entrenched habits and behavioral patterns can create a formidable barrier to change. Neuroscientific research has shown that habitual behaviors are deeply ingrained in our neural pathways, making them challenging to alter without sustained effort and motivation. Additionally, societal and cultural influences can play a significant role. In some contexts, deviating from established norms or expectations can lead to social pressure or disapproval, which can deter individuals from pursuing positive changes. Lastly, it's worth considering the impact of cognitive biases, such as loss aversion, where the pain of losing something is psychologically more powerful than the pleasure of gaining something of equal value. This can make people overly cautious about relinquishing their current circumstances, even in pursuit of potentially better outcomes. Question: do you think society today changes faster than in the past? Why? Why not? Band 6-7 answer. Yes, I believe society changes much faster today than in the past. This is mainly due to technological advancements, especially in communication and information sharing. The internet and social media allow new ideas to spread quickly around the world. Also, globalization has increased the pace of change in many areas, including business, culture, and even language. Band 8-9 answer. I'm of the firm belief that the rate of societal change has accelerated dramatically in contemporary times compared to previous eras. This acceleration can be attributed to a confluence of factors, with technological innovation at the forefront. The advent of the digital age, characterized by the internet, smartphones, and social media, has revolutionized the way information is disseminated and consumed. This has led to a rapid cross-pollination of ideas on a global scale, facilitating swift cultural shifts and the emergence of new social paradigms. The virality of information in the digital ecosystem allows trends, movements, and ideologies to gain traction at an unprecedented pace. Moreover, the exponential growth in computing power, as described by Moore's Law, has enabled breakthroughs in fields such as artificial intelligence, biotechnology, and renewable energy. These advancements are reshaping industries, labor markets, and societal structures at a rate that often outpaces our ability to adapt. Globalization has also played a pivotal role in accelerating change. The increased interconnectedness of economies and cultures has led to a more rapid exchange of goods, services, and ideas across borders. This has not only accelerated economic shifts, but has also led to cultural hybridization and the evolution of global norms. However, it's crucial to note that this accelerated pace of change is not without its challenges. It has led to issues of technological displacement in the workforce, widening inequality, and social polarization. The rapidity of change can also result in a sense of cultural vertigo, where individuals and institutions struggle to keep pace with evolving norms and expectations. In conclusion, while change has always been a constant in human societies, the current era is distinguished by the sheer velocity and breadth of transformations occurring across multiple domains simultaneously. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. To achieve a high band score in IELTS speaking, it's crucial to use a wide range of vocabulary and complex sentence structures. Here are some key words and phrases that can help elevate your responses. Paradigm shift. Shift, noun, a fundamental change in approach or underlying assumptions. Example, adopting a minimalist lifestyle represented a paradigm shift in my approach to consumerism. Catalyst, noun, a person or thing that precipitates an event or change. Example, the documentary served as a catalyst for my decision to embrace minimalism. Serendipitous, dipitous, adjective, occurring or discovered by chance in a happy or beneficial way. Example, a serendipitous encounter with the concept of minimalism led to a significant change in my life. Elucidate, verb, to make something clear, to explain. Example, allow me to elucidate the reasons behind my decision to make this change. Ingrained, grind, adjective, firmly fixed or established, difficult to change. Example, overcoming ingrained habits was one of the challenges I faced during this transition. Profound, profound, adjective, very great or intense, having or showing great knowledge or insight. Example, the change had a profound impact on my overall well-being. Imbue, imverb, to inspire or permeate with a feeling or quality. Example, this lifestyle change has imbued my daily life with a sense of purpose. Confluence, confluens, noun, the junction of two rivers, an act or process of merging. Example, the positive change in my life resulted from a confluence of various factors. Remember to use these words and phrases naturally and in context. Overuse or misuse can negatively impact your score. Examiner's advice. As an IELTS speaking examiner, I would offer the following advice to achieve a high score. Practice regularly. Consistent practice is key to improving your speaking skills. Engage in English conversations daily, even if it's just talking to yourself. Expand your vocabulary. Read widely in English and learn new words and phrases in context. Focus on academic and sophisticated vocabulary. Work on pronunciation. Clear pronunciation is crucial. Pay attention to word stress and intonation. Develop your ideas. Don't just give short answers. Expand on your points with examples and explanations. Use a variety of grammatical structures. Showcase your language skills by using a mix of simple and complex sentences. Stay calm and confident. Remember, the examiner is not trying to trick you. Stay relaxed and speak naturally. Listen carefully. Make sure you understand the question before answering. It's okay to ask for clarification if needed. Be authentic. While it's good to prepare, don't memorize answers. examiners can easily spot rehearsed responses. By following these tips and consistently practicing, you can improve your chances of achieving a high band score in the IELTS speaking test. For more tips on improving your IELTS speaking skills, you might find it helpful to read about how to describe a person who has influenced your career, or how to describe a place you visited that left a lasting impression. These topics can provide additional context and vocabulary that may be useful in discussing positive changes in your life.